Hello and welcome to our program. Today we'll be looking in Mark chapter 11, verse 22 through 33. Chapter 11, verse number 22, and Jesus answering saith unto them, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, What things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And when ye stand praying, forgive, if ye have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you. But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. Well, we might ask the question, what is better, to be forgiven or to be forgiving? To be like Jesus is to be forgiving. He was never forgiven for anything. And so if we're going to be like Jesus, let's learn to be forgiving.
Earthly pleasures vainly call me, I would be like Jesus. Nothing worldly shall enthrall me, I would be like Jesus. Be like Jesus, this my song, in the home and in the throng. Be like Jesus all day long, I would be like Jesus. He has broken every fetter, I would be like Jesus, that my soul may serve him better, I would be like Jesus. Be like Jesus, this my song, in the home and in the throng, be like Jesus all day long, I would be like Jesus, all the way from earth to glory, I would be like Jesus, telling o'er and o'er the story, I would be like Jesus. That in heaven he may meet me, I would be like Jesus. That his words well done may greet me, I would be like Jesus. Be like Jesus, this my song, in the home and in the throng, be like Jesus all day long, I would be like Jesus.
message that we have here in this portion of Scripture is twofold. One speaks about faith, and the other one refers to forgiveness. He says in verse 22, Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. Now, it's interesting that just prior to this, they're on their way back into Jerusalem. The day before, you remember, Jesus came to a fig tree looking for figs, and there was nothing but leaves. There were no figs, and so he cursed the tree. As they're coming back in the next morning, Jesus passes by the fig tree again, and Peter is absolutely surprised that the fig tree is dried up from the roots. And so the Lord focuses here on the subject of faith. He kind of just ignores the metaphor that the fig tree has to do with Israel's circumstances and the mess that they are in. Nothing but leaves. And so he focuses on the subject of faith and forgiveness. And he says, have faith in God. If you will have faith in God and not doubt in your heart, but believe, he says here in verse 23. He said in 24, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye shall have them, and ye shall have them. Now, he justifies that with verse 25, saying, but you need to learn first to forgive. See, these disciples had just been previously arguing who should be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And so perhaps there was some hard feelings here. Perhaps there was a need for some forgiveness here. And he says to them, if ye have aught against any, forgive, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. For he said, if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. And so the importance of having faith to get your prayers answered, the importance of having an attitude of forgiveness in order for God to forgive us, and then, therefore, to have our prayers answered. Well, in verse number 27, we read they come again to Jerusalem, and as he was walking in the temple, there came to him chief priests and the scribes and the elders. Now, he's walking in the temple. You find the phrase in the temple 48 times in the Bible. Well, it's soon to be absolutely and completely destroyed as the Romans will come in AD 70 and completely destroy that temple. And so we have these hypocrites, chief priests, scribes, and elders, religious hypocrites. In fact, these three make up the group that was known as the Sanhedrin. And they come to Jesus in verse 28, and they say unto him, by what authority doest thou these things? Who gave thee this authority to do these things? Well, he might ask them the same question. Who gave you the authority to be the religious hypocrites that you are? Certainly didn't get it from God. Jesus was God. They didn't have enough sense to understand who they were talking to. And Jesus answered and said to them, I will ask you of one question and answer me. And I will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, was it from heaven or of men? Answer me. Now, that's the second time he said, answer me. Now, what he's saying is, John, where did he get his authority? Was it from God? Well, they reasoned within themselves and saying, if we say from heaven, he will say, why then did you not believe him? But if we say of men, they feared the people, for all men counted John that he was a prophet indeed. And they answered and said unto Jesus, we cannot tell. Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it? We cannot tell. And Jesus answering saith unto them, neither do I tell you by what authority I do these things. There was no point in telling them anything. They had chosen the path of unbelief. That path had resulted in apostasy. They were apostate. There was no sense telling them anything. One might wonder why we come on the broadcast here every day, and what is the purpose of our ministry? What is the purpose of this broadcast? The purpose of our ministry is not to change the apostates. They're not going to change any more than these scribes and Pharisees and elders, these chief priests and these religious hypocrites are going to change. Our purpose is to encourage the remnant.
I just keep trusting my Lord as I walk along. I just keep trusting my Lord and He gives a song. Though the storm clouds darken the sky or the heavenly trail, I just keep trusting my Lord. He will never fail. He's a faithful friend, such a faithful friend. I can count on Him to the very end. Though the storm clouds darken the sky or the heavenly trail, I just keep trusting my Lord.
Such a thing.